We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
It's time now for our daily tech and business report, sponsored this time around by Star One Credit Union. Today, we're joined by Bloomberg News reporter Kurt Wagner. A once promising gaming app that abruptly shut down is trying to make a comeback. Millions of users downloaded HQ Trivia, but it ceased operations on Valentine's Day, citing financial difficulties. Kurt, let's start off reminding people about HQ Trivia.
Yeah, HQ Trivia, if you heard of it or if you played it, was probably a year or two ago. It was this trivia app, and they had these live trivia shows on your phone, so you would, you know, log on at 6 p.m. There would be 12 trivia questions. You would try to answer as many of them in a row as you could, and if you were able to make it through all 12 correctly, you would split this prize money with anyone else who made it the full way. And it became this kind of like daily show, this daily routine for some people. It was really fun. It was very interactive. And it launched in late 2017, and now it's gone.
What happened?
Well, it's a pretty complicated story, but the short answer is that the people in charge didn't really get along, and they didn't really do a lot effectively. You know, this was an example of a startup that had a really great idea and just wasn't really able to execute it at a level that, you know, was necessary to kind of break through. And in today's day and age, it's hard to build a media company when there's so many other things going on and so many other, you know, places that people can spend their time. And so you really need to be perfect with that execution. And unfortunately for HQ Trivia, they were not.
And is there a lot of competition in the online trivia field?
It's not necessarily in the trivia space so much as just, you know, at 6 p.m. every night, you might be doing other things. You might be watching TV. You might be on Facebook or Instagram or Twitter. And so what you really have to do is give people a reason to come and, you know, set that time aside every night. And for a while, HQ Trivia was novel enough that this idea that you could, you know, answer these questions and maybe even win real cash money was enough to draw people to this game. And millions of people would sometimes tune in at any given time. But, you know, it didn't really evolve or iterate enough. And so at a certain point, you know, people stopped showing up every night. And when you're kind of basing this around appointment television, so to speak, you really have to have a compelling reason for people to tune in.
Ooh, yeah. And I bet the appointment thing was a big deal because it sounds like a fabulous idea, like Jeopardy for money.
Well, exactly. And that's why, you know, it's such a valuable idea. That's why live sports or politics are considered that last reason that people still, you know, buy cable, right, is the idea that everyone is sitting around the TV to watch this one thing that's happening live right now. And that's what they were able to do on a much smaller scale. And so there were people who were really excited about that. Unfortunately, again, they just couldn't really maintain that momentum or that audience at beyond, you know, 6 to 8 months.
So who says they're going to do it any better now?
We don't know. They're supposedly out close to a deal for an acquirer, and that, you know, company will then decide whether to kind of let the game continue, maybe take the brand HQ Trivia and build something else out of it. We don't really know, but right now, you know, it doesn't exist. They announced about a week ago that they were shutting down, and now they're kind of looking for this last-ditch savior. We don't know if that will come.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.